Reach Out and Respond.
Welcome to the Relevant Radio Reach Out and Respond Summer Pledge Drive.
Call now.
3 minutes after the hour, it's Wednesday, August 18th. Good morning and welcome to Morning Air. I'm John Morales along with Glenn Leverins. Thanks so much for joining us. Always a joy and a privilege to be with you coast to coast here on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app as we continue with day three of our Reach Out and Respond Summer Pledge Drive. Remember that Wednesday is also the traditional day dedicated to St. Joseph, especially in this year of St. Joseph. By noon today, we'll be nearly at the halfway point of this pledge drive, but we still have a way to go to reach our goal of $2.7 million by Friday at 5 p.m. Central. We're in pretty good position for a strong pledge drive, but we need your help in the next 2 hours to continue the mission of Relevant Radio, of bringing Christ to the world through the media, so your support is so appreciated. First of all, congratulations to my colleague Glenn Leverins, who today is celebrating his 18th anniversary with Relevant Radio. What a blessing to have Glenn on our team. He has seen Relevant Radio go from just a few stations way back in the day to now 187 plus Relevant Radio stations coast to coast. We start each hour during our Pledge Drive week with the Memorare prayer invoking the intercession of the Mother of God, our Blessed Mother Mary. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Remember, O most gracious Virgin Mary, that never was it known that anyone who fled to thy protection, implored thy help, or sought thy intercession was left unaided. Inspired by this confidence, I fly unto thee, O Virgin of Virgins, my Mother. To thee I come, before thee I stand, sinful and sorrowful. O Mother of the Word Incarnate, despise not my petitions, but in thy mercy hear and answer me. Amen. Our Lady of Guadalupe, patroness of the Americas, patroness of life, and patroness of Relevant Radio, pray for us. St. Joseph, especially in this year of St. Joseph, pray for us. St. John Paul II, co-patron of Relevant Radio, pray for us. And we always invoke the Holy Spirit, the executive producer of this program, when we pray, come. Holy Spirit, come. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. I also want to encourage our listeners to continue to pray for His Eminence, Cardinal Raymond Burke, who continues to battle COVID. So many prayers last night with Father Rocky and the Family Rosary across America. We're pulling and praying for Cardinal Burke to recover very quickly. Coming up in a few minutes, we'll be joined by Joe Boland, the Vice President of Mission for Catholic Extension, who will talk to us about the Lumen Christi Award finalists and the great work of Catholic Extension. A little bit later this hour, we'll bring Rome to home with our Rome correspondent, Ashley Nerona, for the latest news on the Holy Father, Pope Francis. Also bring you another episode of Glenn's Story Corner. All that and much more coming up this hour here on Morning Air. Our power scripture from the Playbook of Life is from the Apostle St. James, James 1:12. Blessed is the man who endures trial, for when he has stood the test, he will receive the crown of life, which God has promised to those who love him. As Catholic Christians, we need to understand the redemptive value of trials and suffering. From my sports reporting days, I remember the great Notre Dame head football coach Lou Holtz, who once said, "I've never known anybody to achieve anything without overcoming adversity." Every athlete has overcome many obstacles, and every saint overcame many trials and tribulations. Our blessed Lord gives us trials to test our faith, but He will always give us the grace to bear our sufferings. All we have to do is ask Him. We always wrap up praying, Jesus, I trust in You. Now I want to talk about our friends at Catholic Extension. Catholic Extension is a papal society in the United States whose mission is to build up transformative and vibrant Catholic faith communities in the poorest regions of America. The Lumen Christi Award began back in 1978. It's Catholic Extension's highest honor given to people who radiate and reveal the light of Christ present in the communities where they serve. Just last week, seven of this year's 34 nominees have been chosen as award finalists and will receive $10,000 each. Now joining us live from Chicago is Joe Boland, the Vice President of Mission at Catholic Extension, to talk about the Lumen Christi Awards and also the great work of Catholic Extension. Good morning, Joe. Welcome back to Morning Air. Thanks so much for joining us. I hope you had a great rest of your trip in Alaska.
Thank you very much. Good to be here. And yes, I did, and I'm back in Chicago now.
Joe, for many of our listeners who may not know exactly what the Lumen Christi Awards are, can you tell us about the awards and what makes this award so special?
Yeah, so the Lumen Christi Award, as you mentioned, dates back to 1978. It is Catholic Extension's highest honor, and it is given to people who both radiate and reveal the light of Christ present in their communities where they're serving. And so really what the Lumen Christi Award is a gift for all of us. It's a bit of inspiration about not only the good people who are part of our church here in America, but also kind of a reflection of what the church is all about. And what makes this award so special is that it's the diocesan bishop himself who is the one making this nomination. And so every year, diocesan bishops are saying, this is a person that is somehow reflective of the beauty of the church and the good work that we do. And they're oftentimes people who are not seeking any kind of notoriety. That's not why they're doing the ministry or the work that they find themselves doing, which is very diverse. That's not what they seek out. And truly what they are trying to do, and what is evident and why they've been nominated for this award, is that they're trying to bring the light of Christ into their communities, but also in a very special way, helping unearth and magnify where that light of Christ might already be present. And so they're looking for ways to help pass on that light of Christ in their communities. And so often they do it in such powerful ways that really are setting entire communities ablaze across our country with the hope and joy of Christ's light. And so this award is an opportunity for us, especially when we name finalists, just to be able to highlight some of that very special, important, and essential work of the Catholic Church in America.
Joe, can you tell us a little bit about some of the inspiring people that have been chosen as this year's finalists?
Yeah, I've had the great fortune this year of being able to meet a number of this year's finalists. And like every year, they just sort of blow you away, you know, with some of the things that they're doing and some of the things that they've been able to achieve. And they remind us once again of how special our church is, this church that has been, you know, commissioned by Christ, this mission to be able to bring his light into the world. And so one of those finalists this year is a sister who is working in East St. Louis, Sister Julia. And if you know anything about East St. Louis, it's been a very challenged place for many decades now, a lot of violence, a lot of drugs, a lot of issues. And she got there 35 years ago, and she landed in one of the housing projects where there was an old crack house. And whereas a lot of us don't see a lot of potential in an old crack house, she went to the people who were running that housing project and said, you know what this abandoned crack house needs to be is a after-school center for the children of this neighborhood so that they have a safe place to come to. And so for the last 35 years, she has run a number of, they're called Griffin Centers in this community. Hundreds of children now have a safe place to go to. They learn values. They learn more about their academics. And they're able to strengthen their education and ultimately go on to do wonderful things. And she's just one example of the many finalists. We have also a priest who is part of this, working with the Choctaw natives down in Mississippi. He's been there for 30 years. He learned the Choctaw language, which was only oral language at the time, actually got a Vatican-approved translation of the Mass, and he has been evangelizing in this community for many years now. And so these are just some examples, some highlights of the beautiful work being done.
Absolutely outstanding. And I imagine there's been some definite challenges and trials for all of these finalists and their ministries, especially during this pandemic.
There have been. And, the one thing that we've just noticed throughout this past year is that many of these communities that have been hardest hit by the pandemic, which is where many of our Lumen Christi finalists are working, this was not a moment for the church to step back, but rather to step up. And so many of these folks are doing some of their best work now and have actually leaned into this crisis and are just doing beautiful work in their communities throughout this pandemic.
Well, Joe, we're going to take a short break as we continue our conversation with Joe Boland, Vice President of Mission at Catholic Extension. Stay with us. We'll be back with much more after this timeout.
Hi, this is Father Rocky, the Executive Director of Relevant Radio, and your host for the Family Rosary Across America every evening at 7 p.m. Central. Thanks for joining us for our summer pledge party. We've got a very special two-for-one gift today. Two gifts for your tax-deductible gift of $1 a day. It's an Our Lady of Guadalupe medal plus a book, The St. Monica Club. The medal was taken by our own Drew Mariani to numerous holy sites in Mexico, including the Shrine of Our Lady of Guadalupe, during his recent pilgrimage in June. The book, of course, gets its title from St. Monica, who every day had to wrestle with the pain of having a loved one fall away from the faith, but she prayed and prayed, and her son came back. That was St. Augustine. We have a limited supply of the medals, so don't wait. Give online now at relevantradio.com, the Relevant Radio app, or call 877-291-0123. 877-291-0123.
That's right, that world famous number, 877-291-0123. You can make a pledge online at relevantradio.com on the mobile app as well. And reach out and respond to Relevant Radio this week. Our summer pledge drive rolls on. It ends Friday, though. Need to get to that $2.7 million mark. That's our need to keep rolling strong. Keep Relevant Radio broadcasting and online for the next three more months. Can you help us get there? $2.7 million, not more than we need, not less either. But what can you give to Relevant Radio as we continue to try and give back day after day, giving you what you need to hear just when you need to hear it? You know, with the Holy Spirit in charge of programming, how many times have you heard just what you've needed to hear, that answer to that question you maybe hadn't asked yet, but were wondering about, and you hear it right when you need to hear it? That's great how that works. 877-291-0123. Hey, we've got a special thank you gift, kind of a two-for-one deal here on a Wednesday at 877-291-0123. Again, as Father Rocky was just talking about that beautiful book, The St. Monica Club, some great guidance in how to pray for loved ones who maybe have fallen away from the church. In addition to that, for your dollar a day gift, $365 for the year to Relevant Radio, we have a very special thank you gift. That's Our Lady of Guadalupe medal. Drew Mariani took these on his pilgrimage back in June to Mexico, and it had been with him to many great holy sites, including the Shrine of Our Lady of Guadalupe and more. That plus the book, both yours when you give at the dollar a day level today only. Limited edition, 877-291-0123. Don't miss this opportunity, John, to be generous at 877-291-0123 or online at relevantradio.com.
Remember that number, 877-291-0123. As you know, our Relevant Radio Summer Pledge Drive is taking place here in the month of August, the traditional month dedicated to the Immaculate Heart of Mary. Relevant Radio is dedicated to our Blessed Mother, Our Lady of Guadalupe. In fact, our Relevant Radio family began on the West Coast under the title of the Immaculate Heart of Mary, and in the Midwest on the Feast of Our Lady of Guadalupe when we first got our license. We are totally dedicated to our Blessed Mother, who always points us to her Son. During this summer pledge drive, in the month of the Immaculate Heart of Mary, open your heart and honor the Blessed Mother. Give a gift in honor of the Mother of God and her intercession in your life, and support the mission of Relevant Radio. Reach out and respond. Do it right now. Open your heart. Give online at relevantradio.com or the Relevant Radio app. Call us right now at 877-291-0123.
877-291-0123 online, relevantradio.com, on the mobile app as well. You know, more and more folks give electronically each and every pledge drive to Relevant Radio. You may want to check that out. You'll be on and off your device in no time at all and helping Relevant Radio to stay strong. Please reach out and respond. You are the world's greatest audience, and we appreciate you so much. 877-291-0123.
Minutes after the hour. Welcome back to Morning Air here on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. I'm John Morales. Thanks so much for joining us as we continue our conversation with Joe Boland, the Vice President of Mission for Catholic Extension. We're talking about the great work of Catholic Extension and the Lumen Christi Award finalists. Joe, welcome back.
Thank you.
We started to talk before the break about some of the challenges of some of these great nominees, these finalists for the Lumen Christie Award, and how they've had to overcome so much adversity in their ministries, especially during these months of the pandemic.
They have. And as I was saying just before the break, you know, for some of them, this has been a moment to step up, not necessarily step back. And thankfully, from what we see from our perspective at Catholic Extension, is that in general has been the nature of the church these past 18 months, which have been so difficult. But our Lumen Christi Award finalists are in a special way reflective of that church charging ahead. And, you know, we remember that while, and we've been saying this, that while perhaps many of our businesses and schools and, you know, some of our public buildings have gone dark, the church has never gone dark, and the light of Christ continues to shine so brightly through the various activities of the church. And, you know, I think of a couple, a Native American couple that's out on the Rosebud Reservation who are among our finalists, Jen and Ben Black Bear, and they both work at St. Francis Mission, which on the Rosebud Reservation. It's about the size, square mileage wise, it's about the size of the state of Delaware.
Wow.
And there's basically one parish to serve this entire territory the size of Delaware. And in a community that doesn't have great access to the internet, they needed to figure out a way to continue the work of religious education throughout the pandemic. And they did just that. And they continue to connect with families through very creative ways and, you know, preparing packets and dropping off materials and continuing to let these families know, these Native families scattered across this vast territory, that they were not forgotten by the church and that these children still had an opportunity to learn their faith and grow in their faith even during the pandemic. And so that's some of the ways that they had to adapt their ministry to step up. We also are honoring a group of sisters that are working in East Tennessee, primarily in the Chattanooga area, and they're working with a population that really doesn't have access to health care. And so when the pandemic hit, you know, their work needed to adapt to the fact that they were serving people that did not have access to health care. And they got a phone call from one man who was a landscaper. They found out that he was alone in his bed, basically immobilized by COVID-19. And that there was a 5-year-old daughter in his home that he could not take care of, and she was basically starving in the home. And these sisters found a way to rally some donations together, to visit that man in his home, get him the aid that he needed, and essentially not only save his life, but save the life of the daughter that was the young woman that was living with him. And so these are just some of the ways and some of the realities that our leaders in our church are in touch with, and some of the ways in which they, again, bring the light of Christ, bear the light of Christ, and help ignite the light of Christ in their communities, pandemic or no pandemic.
These are real heroes, all of these finalists that you're describing, and we just touched on just a few of them. Outstanding stories of heroic virtue, people who truly are sanctifying their work, doing it for the Lord, and as you say, shining the light of Christ. Who are some of the notable previous award winners of the Lumen Christi Award that maybe our listeners might recognize?
Yeah, so every year, like I said, the award is given out, and last year it was given to a wonderful priest in the Diocese of Beaumont, Texas. His name is Father Ron Fossage, and his work was bringing a community that had been deeply scarred by a hate crime in Jasper, Texas. If anybody knows the history of Jasper, Texas in the 1998 hate crime that really tore that community apart. And he was a model of reconciliation, of bringing different communities of different racial groups together, doing it in the name of love, doing it in the name of faith, ministering not only to the perpetrators of that crime, but also the surviving family of it too. And it was just a beautiful example of the church's tradition of reconciliation and what that looks like in modern times, and how it is possible to achieve reconciliation, even in the absolute worst of circumstances. And now that's not all that that priest did. He also serves three communities, puts 1,000 miles on his car every week. He was also working with homeless veterans. And so he actually took the award money that he won last year through the Lumen Christi Award and was building little homes to house homeless veterans that were living in the Jasper, Texas community. So these are people that are just absolutely committed to wherever there is need, wherever Christ is calling them, they will go and they will respond through oftentimes very simple and ordinary acts that result in a very extraordinary outcome. And so we're always so proud to kind of lift up these voices. And again, to say they're a true reflection of who we are as a Catholic people and what our church is all about. And they're, of course, a reflection of the mission of Catholic Extension. When we say that we're going to build transformative and vibrant faith communities, we're not the ones doing it. It's the people of these communities doing it. We're just lucky enough, fortunate enough, blessed enough to be the support behind the people doing this critical work of the church.
Well, Joe, we feel very blessed here at Relevant Radio to be able to provide a platform to bring the work of Catholic Extension, the great work that you do to bring the light of Christ to the world through our platform, through Relevant Radio. Can you talk about why it's so important to support the mission of Relevant Radio to keep this apostolate going and bringing that light of Christ across our nation?
Yeah, so many of us, I'm channeling now the voice of our founder, who was Father Francis Clement Kelly, who founded Catholic Extension in 1905. He said, you know, sometimes we can look around think or get the illusion that the church is very strong, that it doesn't need our assistance. And he said, but if you just sort of venture out into the peripheries, which he did, he went out and visited communities across the United States. He realized how much the church was hanging on by a thread, and he said, we need to create a permanent missionary institution that's going to help build up and strengthen the Catholic Church throughout this great land of ours so that it can be a leavening force, a transformative force throughout our country. And so over the course of our history, Catholic Extension has helped build and repair more than 12,500 church facilities. And we continue that work, and the focus of our work is to build up and strengthen the church in the poorest regions of the country, where they are very poor, certainly in material goods and resources, but oftentimes rich in faith. And so our mission is to help strengthen the church throughout this land so that it can be the most transformative force it possibly can.
And it's a joy to be partners with Catholic Extension to be able to give a platform. A quick word to encourage our listeners to give to the mission of Relevant Radio.
Sure. If you're interested in learning more about our mission, our work, the many places and communities we support, you can go to catholicextension.org and encounter some of the very inspiring people that we are so very privileged to work with, and learn about the ways that they're helping build up the church, not only for this generation, but for future generations as well.
Joe, it's been a joy. God bless you. Thank you so much for all that you do. Joe Boland, Vice President of Mission at Catholic Extension. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, we'll go live to the Eternal City to check in with our Rome correspondent, Ashley Nerona, for the latest news on the Holy Father, Pope Francis. Stay with us. There's much more to come on this edition of Morning Air here on Relevant Radio.
Good morning. Thanks for joining us. More of Morning Air coming up in just a minute. First, an opportunity for you to be generous, to show others how they can be generous too, to inspire so many with each and every gift of Relevant Radio. It's our summer pledge drive, inviting you to reach out and respond and help us to keep going strong for 3 more months. Help us to wipe out that need, those operating expenses, for 180-plus radio stations across the country and around the world at relevantradio.com. It's $2.7 million. for the next 3 months. So won't you help us now with a gift in any amount? To reach that, we need each day to be a big day, each hour to be a big hour, you to do your very best. If you've never given to Relevant Radio before, consider that too for the first time. Just get around to it. So often doing the right thing is getting around to doing what we know we ought. And we appreciate you listening to Relevant Radio, telling friends about Relevant Radio, certainly praying for us and our efforts. And if you can, please give at 877-291-0123, online at relevantradio.com, and on the mobile app as well. How much to give? How about a dollar a day? We think of what that pocket change can do, that change just lying about in the center console of the car, maybe down between the couch cushions. Relevant Radio can put it to good use, and it's probably more healthy for you than putting it in the vending machine. And we want to thank you with not one but two thank you gifts today. When you give at the dollar a day level, you get the book, The St. Monica Club, and that'll help you learn how to pray and have peace as we wait for those loved ones to return to the faith. And also, this very special gift today only for a dollar a day, along with the book, you get the Our Lady of Guadalupe medal. These have been to Mexico City and all those great sites in central Mexico, including Our Lady of Guadalupe Shrine and more. These medals have been with Drew on pilgrimage. We invite you to learn more about that online at relevantradio.com and make a gift while you're there. Relevantradio.com, the mobile app, John, or on the phone at 877-291-0123.
Glenn, it's Wednesday. We're almost at the halfway point, but we got a ways to go to reach our goal of $2.7 million by Friday. The great Archbishop Fulton Sheen that you hear here on Relevant Radio on Sunday mornings spoke about the Blessed Eucharist. He said, the greatest love story of all time is contained in a tiny white host, the love story of Jesus for you and for me, in that beautiful gift that he gave himself in the Eucharist, because in the Eucharist is life, death, and resurrection come together in the holy sacrifice of the Mass and later extended in Eucharistic adoration. Help us to educate millions across our nation about the beauty of the Holy Eucharist. Open your heart and make a difference for time and for an eternity. Reach out and respond at relevantradio.com and the Relevant Radio app, or call us 877-291-0123, 877-291-0123. Please, we need your help. We've got a ways to go to reach our goal of $2.7 million. Please, open your heart and do it today.
The Relevant Radio Reach Out and Respond Summer Pledge Drive continues.
Reach out and respond.
33 minutes after the hour. Welcome back to Morning Air as we continue with day three of our Reach Out and Respond Summer Pledge Drive. I'm John Morales, along with Glenn Leverance. Thanks so much for joining us here on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. And now it's time to bring Rome to home, as we do every Wednesday at this time, for the latest news on the Holy Father as we go live to the Eternal City and our Rome correspondent, Ashley Narona. Ashley and her husband, John, founded the Truth and Beauty Project, providing Renaissance-style theological formation for visitors to Rome. Good morning. Buongiorno, Ashley. Always great to be with you from Roma.
Hey, buongiorno to you, John. Really happy to be connected across the miles and to tell you that all is well in the Eternal City.
Oh, fantastic. Well, Ashley, before we talk about the latest on the Holy Father, you have been reporting from Rome for such a long time for Relevant Radio. Why is it so important to support the mission of Relevant Radio as we bring Rome to home every single Wednesday?
Well, you know, John, Rome, it's just so important in the life of the church, because Rome is the heart of the church, and this city and its history, it serves as a source of understanding for our Christian roots, that we can all understand ourselves better through that. And actually, that's something that my husband John and I do here in Rome with our Truth and Beauty Project immersions and our tour experiences that we create. We help people understand their identities as Christians, and then from there on the radio each week, I'm excited to share that idea of knowing who we are, loving our roots of the faith, because as humans, we naturally need to know who we are in order to understand where we're going. And of course, in this case, we want to be going in the right direction, which is heavenward. You know, we're talking about eternity here. And so it's always from the source that you catch the pulse of something. And in this case, we can catch the pulse of the life of the one holy Catholic and Apostolic Church each week when we talk about Rome and we talk about what's happening here. It's something so special, John, that Relevant Radio does each week, and it just stands out in that. The way that Relevant Radio every week brings Rome right to home, this direct connection like no other outlet does. And I have to tell you, John, there are so many people who come to me here in Rome, and they tell me about how Relevant Radio has changed their lives, how it's reignited their commitment to the faith and strengthened their families. And then they tell me about the interesting ways that they, the providential ways that they have learned about Relevant Radio. You know, maybe an old friend told them about it, or they saw a bumper sticker, or by chance. Actually, one of my favorite stories was a woman who told me that she got in her truck one day and the radio dial stuck on Relevant Radio. She couldn't turn it, so she had no choice, and that is how her love of Relevant Radio started. So through these broadcasts, John, we have this chance to share a bigger picture of the universality of the church, a bigger picture of how providence is working in the church, a reminder that through news and analysis and catechesis that I share this every week, how we are all under the protection of the Holy Spirit. And that there's lots of reasons for our hope, John.
And Ashley, the perspective that you bring to us every single week is special. It's unique because you're not going to hear this same perspective on mainstream media. You're not going to hear an authentically Catholic perspective and the real story of what the Holy Father is thinking and saying at his audience.
No, you know what? I certainly love being here every week. And I have to tell you that it's just amazing when you look back and you see the way that the Lord prepares you for things. And I'm able to use my theological background. I have a master's in theology. I have an STL in theology as well. And bring that together with the history of Rome and journalistic experience and just connect all of those dots and share it every week. And let me tell you, it is just a joy, John.
Well, Ashley, talk to us about the Holy Father. What's the latest with Pope Francis, who today at his weekly Wednesday audience spoke about us as children of God? We are all called to first live in love.
Yes, exactly. So he spoke, he continued his catechesis on St. Paul's letter to the Galatians and the role of the law for Christians. And so within his catechesis today, he looked at St. Paul's image of the law as a pedagogue, as a teaching tool. And he said that while the law had a restrictive function, as he called it, it also served to protect and support the people of Israel because it educated them and it disciplined them and it supported them in their weakness. So to summarize his message, he said that one should try to live in love instead of by the law. And I have to tell you, John, personally, it reminded me of what my grandma used to ask me. She'd say, "Do you go to Mass because you're afraid of breaking a commandment, or because you love God and you want to honor him and because it's good for your soul?" And it's that kind of love that we want to motivate our actions. And so that was the love that the Holy Father was encouraging us toward in the catechesis of the general audience today, John.
The Holy Father also has his pulse on what's going on with the pandemic and how it's affecting people, not only in Italy, but also all around the world. Pope Francis is urging people to get vaccinated against COVID-19. What is his thinking about the vaccine?
Right. He did team up with the Ad Council to try to put out some messages, especially to North and South America, about the vaccine. And he's using the word loves in association with getting the vaccine.
Well, this is something that obviously when the Holy Father speaks, people listen. And that also goes for the unbelievable devastation and the situation that's going on in the island of Haiti and the people of Haiti who are suffering so much. Well over 1,000 people have died and so many people suffering. What has been the message of Pope Francis for Haiti?
Well, Pope Francis just has been expressing his closeness to the Haitians. So at the Angelus on Sunday, which of course he prays every Sunday there in St. Peter's Square, he spoke about offering prayers for those thousands of people who were injured and those who lost their lives in Saturday's 7.2 magnitude earthquake. And he also urged the international community in large to show support, to show solidarity, and to really try to help this country through the tragedy, and urged all especially to pray for the suffering there, John.
He also has spoken about the situation that is still developing in the capital of Afghanistan, in Kabul, with the Taliban taking control. Pope Francis has expressed his hope for peace and safety of the country's citizens. What is the Holy Father's reaction to this unbelievable situation?
Well, yes, exactly as you said, John. He wants us to know that he has his eyes on the situation, and he says that he joins in unanimous concern, as he called it, for the situation there. And he asked everyone to pray specifically for peace. He said so that the clamor of weapons might cease. And then he also prayed that solutions could be found at the table of dialogue. And this was also during his Sunday Angelus this past week on the 15th on the Feast of the Assumption, John.
Yeah, and he also had a message, a very beautiful message on the Feast of the Assumption for all of us.
Yes. Yes, it was all about humility, and instead he said humility is the way that leads to heaven. He was looking at Luke 14:11, and he said that the one, of course, as Luke reminds us, if we humble ourselves, we will be exalted. So he said we should ask ourselves, if we're all filled up, then it means we have no space for God. So are we filled up? He even gave us a few questions to ask. For example, am I wanting always to be recognized by others instead of thinking about how to serve? Do I know how to listen like Mary, or do I want to only speak and receive attention? He said that if we ask ourselves these questions, then we can move closer to being what Jesus called poor in spirit, John.
Well, Ashley, we need to take a short break as we continue our conversation with our Rome correspondent, Ashley Narona. Stay with us. We'll be back with much more after this time out.
Bringing Christ to the world through the media. Here's another miracle moment on Relevant Radio.
All right, I've got a letter here. This is kind of a thank you. Denise and Bruce wrote to say that we prayed for her online, and I'm sure that they prayed for her at the Divine Mercy Chaplet, and she's just thanking God. She had a cancer that had gone into lymph nodes and looked really bad. Well, she's cancer-free from her last pathology report. It disappeared, and in my eyes, this is a miracle. Well, God bless you, and we're grateful for that prayer report. Yay!
This miracle moment was brought to you by you. Relevant Radio is listener-supported. Help us bring Christ to the world with a financial gift of any amount. You can give on the Relevant Radio app or at relevantradio.com.
Or call 1-877-291-0123.
877-291-0123 online at relevantradio.com, on the mobile app as well. Great ways to get a hold of Relevant Radio as we continue with our Reach Out and Respond Pledge Drive. More Morning Air coming up in just a second, but first this opportunity for you to reach out and respond and be generous. 17 minutes left to go this hour. 877-291-0123 online at relevantradio.com. Feel that special tingle of the phone lines in the last quarter of an hour. You know, it's kind of heat up as folks like to enjoy the energy of giving at that time of day, apparently. And that's historic, and it's fine. It's traditional, and we love it. 877-291-0123. Say, today we have a special two-for-one thank you situation for you. We love to do this. We've got the book, the St. Monica Club, that's yours for your dollar a day giving level gift all during the course of the weekend. We added that when you give it the dollar a day level, this Our Lady of Guadalupe medal. It was on pilgrimage with Drew Mariani June 4th through the 11th earlier this year. He got to go to Mexico City and other spots in the middle of Mexico where Our Lady of Guadalupe made an appearance so famously. And I tell you, I got to take that same trip, I don't know, 3-4 years ago. It was just great. I mean, some of these sites, some of the places these medals have been to the sanctuary of Our Lady of Guadalupe. They've been to the Metropolitan Cathedral in Mexico City, the Cathedral in Puebla, the old Basilica, which was starting to fall down until the tilma, the image of Our Lady, was moved over to its new spot. And then it stopped falling down, which is good, but it looks like it's leaning and bowing toward Our Lady. It's very cool. Anyway, read more about this. Take that trip if you can, and get the medal by giving it a dollar a day to Relevant Radio right now. Great way to do that. Great way to show honor and respect and love to Our Lady. 877-291-0123, John, or online at relevantradio.com.
Glenn, we all have to remember that number, 877-291-0123. Whenever I enter a beautiful Catholic church or basilica, I can't help but think of all the Catholics who gave their pennies, their nickels, their dimes to build those great cathedrals. cathedrals and the beautiful churches that still stand today in our country and around the world, places like St. Peter's Basilica in Rome. Relevant Radio is a spiritual virtual parish, a virtual cathedral, a house built on the rock of St. Peter. We must continue to grow by you, the living stones. Have the willingness to give to the mission of this spiritual cathedral of Relevant Radio. Show your appreciation for all the great work of Relevant Radio by giving right now. Reach out and respond. You can give easily online at relevantradio.com. That's relevantradio.com or on the Relevant Radio app. Or you can do it the old-fashioned way, 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123. The clock is ticking. This is day three. Time is running out. We need to reach that goal of $2.7 million by Friday. We need your help.
The sun is sinking in the west. The cattle go down to the stream. The redwing settles in the nest. It's time for a cowboy to dream.
47 minutes after the hour. Welcome back to Morning Air on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. I'm John Morales. Thanks so much for joining us as we continue our conversation with our Rome correspondent from the Eternal City, Ashley Narona. Ashley, welcome back.
Oh, thanks, John. Very happy to be with you. And just, I want to thank you so much for all that you do in supporting the mission of Relevant Radio. I know so many lives and faiths are touched, so I just really appreciate it.
Well, it is such a joy, and it's always such a joy, and evokes so many great memories. I've had the opportunity to travel to Rome at least seven times that I can remember, and many times reporting for Relevant Radio. So I really have a feel for how exciting it is to be in St. Peter's Square, to be at those papal audiences, to cover the Holy Father, although it was Pope John Paul II back in the day when I was reporting on him. But you've covered so many of Pope Francis's audiences on Wednesday. What's it like for you to report on this weekly global event when people and reporters come from all over the world?
Yeah. Well, you know what? Actually, when you're talking global event, one of the most amazing experiences, John, was reporting during the conclave. And of course, that was back in 2013 after Pope Benedict XVI resigned. And I was working also at the time for the Vatican as an official at the Pontifical Council for Social Communications. And during that time, that office managed to register 4,800 journalists from around the world who wanted to be part of the conclave. So it was fascinating. I was getting these reports every day of the numbers growing of these reporters who just wanted to be there. And so, yes, it's really an incredible thing to think that you are part of such a global phenomenon. For the conclave, they actually had to, they built this temporary structure with this sort of primitive scaffolding so that they could give reporters a place to go. So that they had these 4,800 people had a place to report. And so it is amazing to think that really the eyes of the world turn to the Catholic Church, especially during such an important moment like a papal conclave, John.
Ashley, briefly, give us a thumbnail on your journey to Rome and how you and your husband, John, ended up in Roma and getting into the tour business.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Well, it's been quite a journey, that's for sure. I am from the United States. I was born in South Carolina, grew up mostly in Springfield, Illinois, and found myself living in Philadelphia, working in international marketing. I was traveling all over the U.S., John. I was enjoying it so much. But as I was doing this, I just felt in my heart this pull, and I wanted to learn more about my faith. I decided to do a master's in theology. And the reason was because during the Great Jubilee of the year 2000, I had lived in Rome. And I had worked as a Vatican tour guide for youth from all over the world. And I got these wonderful, deep questions about my faith. And it convicted me to want to learn more. So I did this master's in theology on the side as I continued in my career in marketing. And when I finished it, with my theology, I just had this feeling in my heart that God was calling me to do more. So I started looking into doctoral programs and what that would look like, where that could be. And suddenly I found the most perfect program where everything just resonated. But the one catch was that it was in Rome, Italy. So my husband, John, and I were at that time preparing for our marriage. I called him and I said, John, I found the perfect program. Guess where? What do you think? John said, wow, let me think about this. Let me pray about this. He said that 30 seconds later, he was just covered in the Lord's peace, and he knew. Next thing we knew, John, we were giving up everything and preparing for a marriage and then a quick move across the sea, and that was 13 years ago, John.
And the rest is history. Ashley, thank you so much for being with us, as always, to bring Rome to home to our audience. Thanks, Ashley.
Oh, well, may God bless you, and may God bless our Relevant Radio family. Thanks, John.
Ashley Narona, our Rome correspondent. And now it's time for another Glenn Story Corner.
Our story today is called The Angel of Auschwitz. It's from Doyle Glass. At age 16, Gisela Pearl had graduated first in her secondary school class, the only woman and the only Jew. She asked her father to send her to medical school, but he refused at first, fearing that she might forget her faith. Pearl was determined, assuring her father that she'd remain observant. Her father relented, and Pearl went on to gain her degree in medicine and establish a practice in Berlin. When the Nazi Party rose to power in 1933, Jewish doctors were stripped of their positions and purged from universities and government. Pearl and her husband, Ephraim Kraus, and their two children returned to their native Hungary, where she became a beloved doctor. Life was peaceful for a while. Pearl remembered evenings listening to her son play violin in their home near the Carpathian Mountains. That halcyon time ended when Germany invaded in March of 1944. Dr. Pearl and most of her family were rounded up and sent to the Stigit ghetto. A few months later, along with 400,000 Hungarian Jews, they were deported to Auschwitz. This deportation was described by Elie Wiesel in Night. And then, one day, all the foreign Jews were expelled from Stigit, crammed into cattle cars by the Hungarian police. They cried silently. Standing on the station platform, we too were crying. The train disappeared over the horizon. All that was left was thick, dirty smoke. Dr. Pearl vividly recalled her first sight of the sprawling death camp, billowing black clouds of smoke from the crematorium, tinged crimson by sharp red tongues of flame that licked the sky. As they embraced for the last time, she and her husband made a promise to each other, "We'll meet someday in Jerusalem." Dr. Pearl never saw her husband again. Dr. Pearl was one of five doctors assigned to set up a camp hospital. Informed that she'd be camp gynecologist, Pearl nevertheless had her medical bag and all of her instruments taken away by another German doctor who informed her she'd not be needing them. She reported directly to the head doctor, Joseph Mengele, who forced her to assist him with his, quote, research. The next several months would be a time of unspeakable horror for Pearl and the women prisoners she had to treat. Dr. Pearl went to extraordinary lengths to protect and heal her fellow prisoners. Aware that anyone found to have a contagious disease would be killed, Pearl submitted vials of her own blood when prisoners were ordered to provide samples. She treated severe wounds with paper bandages, did the best she could to conceal pregnancies. Pregnant women would be executed or worse, experimented upon. Survivors of the camp praised her for her help. She became known as the Angel of Auschwitz. Having no medical tools to work with, she treated patients with her voice, telling them beautiful stories, telling them one day we'd have birthdays again, one day we'd sing again. Dr. Pearl was able to save countless lives, but not those of her husband and son. Upon learning of their fate, she fell into despair and at one point attempted suicide. Instead, though, she came to the U.S. to tell of the horrors that she had seen. It was then she accepted a lunch invitation from First Lady Eleanor Roosevelt, who encouraged her to stop torturing yourself, become a doctor again. Granted U.S. citizenship, Dr. Pearl moved to New York City and began a career working at Mount Sinai Hospital, specializing in infertility. She eventually opened her own practice, delivering over 3,000 babies. Dr. Pearl wrote a book about her experience titled, I Was a Doctor in Auschwitz. Dr. Gisela Pearl passed away December 16, 1988, at the age of 81. 1 Corinthians 7:17, only let each person lead the life the Lord has assigned to him and to which God has called him. Is God calling you to support the work of Relevant Radio? Our number is 877-291-0123. You can pledge online safely and securely at relevantradio.com and on the mobile app as well. Through the middle of the week here, we're only halfway to our pledge drive, but not nearly halfway to the end of that goal, reaching that need of $2.7 million by Friday to keep Relevant Radio going strong for three more months. So please do your best at noon. We're at the halfway point today on a Wednesday, but again, not nearly halfway toward that goal. It always picks up later in the week, but no need to wait. You can call now. You can give right now at 877-291-0123. Give online at relevantradio.com, and you can inspire so many others by your generosity. We've had great examples of kids leading the way. I remember one year, again, looking back today on 18 wonderful years with Relevant Radio, one year during the pledge drive, and I've seen all the pledge drives, we had some kids put together a lemonade stand and bring in the proceeds to Relevant Radio. What a good example that is to others. Can you be an example of generosity to your family, to your friends, and other listeners out there, the folks working at Relevant Radio, the folks on the phones, 877-291-0123, or pledge John online at relevantradio.com.
Glenn, we have to remember the number, 877-291-0123. Please put it in your phone. This is for the sports fans listening on Relevant Radio. The legendary football coach of the University of Notre Dame, Lou Holtz, used to say to his football team, win, W-I-N, means what's important now. From an eternal perspective, there is nothing more important to our faith than our Lord Jesus Christ. At the end of the day, money, fame, prestige means absolutely nothing without a strong spiritual life. That's WIN, W-I-N, what's important now. That's what Relevant Radio is all about, bringing Christ to the world through the media. We are listener-supported Catholic talk radio, and we need your help. Please give hope, give Christ. Today's the day. Make your pledge online at relevantradio.com and the Relevant Radio app, or give us a call, 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123. Every single one of you, every listener counts. Please reach out and respond. Do it right now.
John, people often wonder how much to give to Relevant Radio. Well, you can turn it on. There's no cost to you to turn on the radio, to flip on the app, to go to your computer at relevantradio.com. But there, of course, is a cost to do business, to keep over 180 radio stations on the air. Here's a great suggestion for how much you ought to give to Relevant Radio. If you could give at the dollar a day level, you think of what we might spend in the vending machine, what coffee costs nowadays, and all these little things, and there's just that pocket change, or that change in the center console, or down next to the old Cheetos in the couch cushions there. You ought to vacuum that once in a while and use that change to good use through Relevant Radio. If you give it the dollar a day level, we want to thank you all week long. We have this wonderful book, the St. Monica Club book, for you to really help you pray and have some peace and waiting patiently for those to come back to the faith from your family that may have strayed. It ends up being the most common prayer request we get day in and day out here at Relevant Radio. But along with that book, at the dollar a day giving level, today only, when you give at the dollar a day level, you get the book and you get this beautiful Our Lady of Guadalupe medal. It's been on pilgrimage with Drew Mariani, and to see Our Lady of Guadalupe, that shrine in Mexico City, and so many holy sites in that area, such an inspirational trip. If you can ever make it, I'd strongly suggest that as well. But that's your thank you gift for the dollar a day giving level today, along with the book. Again, that book, The St. Monica Club. Both of those are a way of saying thanks for supporting Relevant Radio, and they'll help increase your faith as well. Make that gift online at relevantradio.com, on the mobile app, or John on the phone at 877-291-0123.
Glenn, there are many of our listeners who are listening right now, who listen to Relevant Radio every single day. They listen on the way to work. You listen to Relevant Radio on your way home. You listen in your car. You listen on the app. You listen on your mobile phone. You know Relevant Radio has made a difference in your faith, in your walk with Jesus. And yet, for whatever reason, you've never had a chance to donate to the work of Relevant Radio. Today's the day. Please, I encourage you to give back to Relevant Radio. Become part of that special group who are actively sharing their faith through Relevant Radio. Today is the day to do it. Reach out and respond at relevantradio.com or the Relevant Radio app, or give us a call right now. Please give from the heart. 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123.